at the Stone Mountain, but back when we was a kid, the Stone Mountain wasn't nothing but a rock.
Let's see. Were there in your school, were there different groups of kids that sort of hung out together?
Yes.
Did they have sort of names for those groups?
No.
No? They were just sort of groups of kids? And what made them different from each other?
Well, you had the high society kids, and then you had the poor kids, then you had the bully kids.
Okay.
So
the high society kids, what did you have to do to be a high society kid? Was it just a matter of the family had more money?
That's right, yeah.
Was the way that people dressed very differently?
Yeah, the way they talked, the way they acted. There was a few, but most of us was poor. All of us was about poor. There wasn't too many of them.
Okay. And I've heard that the mill was...
the cotton mill.
Yeah, one of the only places
to work. The only place to work.
Were there a lot of people in the schools that you went, a lot of kids whose families worked in the mills?
Not mine, because... But that's just about where everybody worked.
Okay. Did you know people who worked in the mill?
Yeah, I knew a lot of people back then, but they've all died now. Uh-huh. Jenny used to work in the cotton mill.
Was it a job that people liked, or was it not somewhere where most people did not want to work?
I guess they liked it. They liked it.
So, Bob, let me go back through and ask you some of the same questions.
Okay.
You told me about church. Now, your life as a child, did mm-hmm. you have chores that you were supposed to do, you and your brother?
Yeah, we all did. I mean, where I was born, my parents lived there for 40 years, so I grew up there, and we had about almost 5 acres of land. So there was always something to do, yard work. When my dad bought the home, it was actually a trailer, and we converted it into a home over the years. So when we were kids, we actually, got out and tried to help my dad nail the wood together, and because he did it all himself, except when he got like his brothers. But we as children, all four of us would try to, and he would also make us, try to help. But there was always something to do there. We were getting, 8, 9, 10 years old, we would help make our own beds, do dishes, fix, some food every once in a while.
Your father, what was his occupation?
He worked for a company called and he actually retired from there. And then after that, he started his own trucking company, and he went to Dalton and picked up the carpet for the retail stores in the Roswell-Everett area. And he did that until he was still doing that when he passed away. So.
Okay. And were there any special activities that you remember doing with as a family?
Yeah.